How's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys that will hopefully unlock the door to your happiness. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about, just trying to help you to be happy. It's a great feeling. I love it. And that's what this show is all about, to generate happiness and positivity. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you found the show. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. Feel free to share it. You just might change somebody's life. You never know. My new book will be coming out called The Positive Perspective. It will be out before the end of the year, hopefully in time for Christmas. That would be great. But that's up to me, because the editor's giving me my edits and it's ready to go. So we're going to keep it moving. Also, if you're listening to the show and you got something on your mind, you want to tell me what's going on, you like the show, you hate the show, you like the particular episode, you want to tell me where you're from, where you're listening, or do you just have a story that, you know, you can text it to me. Grab your phone. Grab it. Send me a text, 304-506-3332, and I will get back to you. I will talk to you immediately. I'm pretty quick with those things. I carry my phone with me everywhere I go, just like you. If you've got a story, though, that's bigger than a text message and you think it could help somebody else, or you just want to get my perspective, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show, which all my shows are from your stories, usually, most of them. And I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Romy Natal Jones from England. I think it's Romy or Rami. Natal Jones from England. Cool. Thanks for listening to the show. Also, Ian from the UK listening on Spotify. And Ian dropped me a quick note that said, just a thank you for your podcast from the UK. Been reading books on how our thoughts lead to our words, actions, and ultimately our experience of reality. Had a tough last 3 years, lost both my dad and my brother. Sorry to hear that. And had a period of unemployment. And now 2020, I'm facing what the rest of the world is with the virus. Your podcast is a bright light in a very challenging world. That makes me feel good. Thanks. The positivity of our minds is so important right now as we consciously work towards creating a better world for us all. Keep up the great work. I know we can all do better. Ian, thanks for that. That was very cool. And also Valerie Dunez. I'm going to say that wrong, I'm sure. From Fort Worth, Texas, but she's stationed in San Diego, California. Listening on Spotify. She said, I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, but I'm currently stationed in San Diego. I listen to your podcast every morning, and it has really helped me gain a new perspective on positivity. Funny you should say that. I got the Positive Perspective book coming out soon. Thanks a lot, Romy, Ian, and Valerie for, becoming part of the show. Thanks a lot. Now we're to the point of the show where I go to the screen and it says the thought for the day. Damn it, I got to plan better. The thought for the day is, here we go. Do whatever you can to spend time with those that you love. And yet, well, I say that because I had a fantastic weekend with my family, spending time with them, doing things like going to a pumpkin patch and picking flowers and walking in the fields. It was incredibly cool. And you should always take the time to spend time with the ones you love, because it's so, so short and you never have enough time. You never do. And when it runs out, it runs out. So any chance you get, work can suffer. Family should not. Okay. Today, I do have a show that I was going to do. And this one comes from a listener, and I don't know who it is. I actually didn't copy the name, so it's a little lengthy letter, but I'm going to read through it because I think I tried to edit it some down, but this is the way it has to be, so you understand the whole thing. The show is about my partner needs to find themselves. Let me just read this. Hello, Nat. Your podcast is great. I'm a new listener. And what you are doing is helping a lot of people. I just wanted to reach out and get your perspective. I'm a happy person. I try to look for the positive in everything. My favorite thing to do is help others or just be there for them. And in turn, I get that energy back from them. I have very strong feelings for my girlfriend of 8 years. I am completely committed to her in hopes of our future. We both are always looking for ways to be better. That's a good thing. She has been going through tough anxiety lately and has told me it's like she's fighting her mind. She wants to work on herself so she can find herself and not feel confused about her life and us. I am happy that she wants to put in the work. I actually want her to be happy with herself and be positive. Well, of course. She says the best way for her to do that is for us to give each other space and time from our relationship and to work on ourselves and to come back together stronger. She told me she loves and cares about me, and it's not that we won't be together. It's just going to be time for ourselves. Sounds kind of fishy. I agree and support her decision, even though I'm not going through what she is. I'm really struggling with the time apart. I keep telling myself to be positive and work with on myself. My heart tells me to be with her and to help her through this. I'm starting to develop anxiety of losing her, and a big part of what brings my life so much joy and happiness. I live alone and work from home. How do I work on me and give her the space and time she needs if it feels like I'm losing her? My heart hurts. Now, I know that's a negative way to look at it. I know the person she is. Her word and intentions are good. Our goal is to be together and for both of us to be happier in the end of this. Sorry, I know it's long, but I need some words of positivity. All right, well, that was a little bit lengthy, but you're asking me to tell you what to do when it comes to your feelings when you think you're losing her when time apart. You guys, she has said that you guys need time apart. That's not, and you're going along with it because you care about her. So if she is having anxiety issues and you guys are in love, then those are things you work through together. For her to say she needs to be apart, in my opinion, you need to work on them together. That's what I would want to do. I'd want to be together, and I get it. I understand how you want to be with her, but she doesn't want to be with you. She wants to do it on her own. And that could work, but you know what? I would start putting more stock in yourself and not needing. Maybe part of all of this is that she senses how much you need her and wants you to be self-sufficient and stand on your own. To love yourself more at first, you know, right now you need to love yourself more and start thinking about what is right for you now, because if it goes south and you guys end up splitting up, you're going to really feel devastated. You need to worry about your own feelings and become confident with yourself and just know what's right for you. And you have to actually care about yourself now, because if she wants to be alone and wants to go find herself and ends up leaving and you become basically single because she wants to go find herself, that's, you know, it's a little different than just taking a break, to try to fix it. I don't know, but maybe you need to find yourself and find out what's really important to you. And make it not all about being in a relationship, and find out what your calling is and what you want to do in life. And that's part of the adventure of being a human being, this whole human being thing that we're doing, this part of our energy and a part of our journey is incredible. And we need to enjoy it and to actually find yourself and become what you want to be. And that's rewarding in itself. So it's time, it sounds like it's time for you, I don't even know who wrote this letter, but whoever wrote this to the show, I think it's time for you to actually find what you want to do in life as an individual. What's going to make you happy besides being with this girl that you've been with for 8 years, I guess it was, right? And pretend that that's not going to happen and find what you want to do. And then if you become stronger because of it, trust me, you will become stronger. And she will think you're sexier. I'm telling you what. Because once you get stronger as a man, I can't assume that. But once you get stronger as a person in a relationship, then when you're out of the relationship, you get stronger. You get more attractive because you can stand on your own. You don't need the other person now. Now all of a sudden, now they want you. So start focusing on yourself and who you want to be and what you want to accomplish in life. And go for some of your goals. Do something that's going to make you happy. And that's my biggest advice. When your partner needs to find themselves, you need to find yourself. What do you want to do? What do you want to do in life? What's going to make you happy? What can you do that's going to put a smile on your face, that's going to make you happy and make you feel fulfilled? Think about it. What do you like to do? What are your goals? And if you're not striving towards your goals and you're just trying to fulfill someone else's, then you're not living your life. And that's not good. I don't like that. You have to live your life the way you want to. And that's what I do. That's what you should do as well. All right. Well, that's it. That's the show. Quick shout out back to Ian from the UK, Romy from England, and Valerie from Fort Worth, Texas, stationed in San Diego. All right. Thanks for listening to the show, you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for writing in and taking the time out of your day to let me know how you feel about the show. It's so awesome. Getting so many more listeners every day. It's incredible. I love the fact that I can share so much positivity. If you want to share it, feel free to share it. If you want to drop me a quick, hey, you're doing a great job, or a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or send me an emoji. I don't care. A picture of where you're at or where you're listening. 304-506-3332. Send me a text. I will get right back to you. Thanks a lot for listening. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.